For Monday, July 6th, 2020, it is 6:08 p.m. Before we begin the meeting, I'd like to excuse Stephanie Grady, who will not be participating or with us this evening. She has some other commitments. And before we move on, and before I ask for public comment, she wanted me to note and let the council know that she does have an email that will be going out tomorrow with regards to the airport advisory board and some of the latest information that's come out with regards to that. So,
would you make sure we roll call council?
Yep, and so we'd like to roll call each time that we either have a motion and or would like to start off with all those that are either participating in this meeting, if they could start off with their names. And I'll start with let's start with John Gladowski over here, and we'll go down the row, and then I'd like to turn that, anybody that's listening, if you would say your name for the record.
John Gladowski.
Chip Turner, Mayor.
Eric Bunker.
Mary Snyder.
Sherry Price.
Ryan Taylor.
And Ryan Taylor.
Shelley.
Shelley Bunker.
Thank you.
Shelley Bunker.
Okay.
Okay, and those that are online, Mary, you're there, and Eric, you're there. Is there anybody else?
No.
Okay.
There's no one else.
Anything else from anybody before we start? I'd like to go to the first item, which would be public comment. Don't know that we really have any, other than what I've said from Stephanie. Is there any comment from any of the council members that...
I have some.
Oh, okay.
John Gladowski. I'd like to, over the next little bit, the next couple of meetings, have some discussion on doing a possible resolution to the town, County Daniel, and its all its councilmen, mayor, and residents, come up with some kind of resolution to support all the police officers, whether they're city, county, state, or federal, no matter what color of uniform they're wearing, that we support them totally.
Okay.
And but have some discussion over the next little bit and think about what how we want to go about this. Anyway, that's it.
I think that could be an agenda item or something for next month, but would anybody be opposed to having that as an agenda item?
No, I like that idea.
Great, so did I. Anybody, if not, we'll make an agenda item. Thank you, John.
I just wanted to report we've totally defunded our department.
Ours?
Yeah.
Yes, we do not have a budget. But no, I think that supports...
Mayor,
yes.
I have a point of information.
Yes.
I just noticed on the county council agenda for Wednesday the 8th, they are going to have a discussion about the gun sanctuary resolution that the town of Daniel passed, and they're going to discuss whether they would like to participate with that as well.
You know, I have been keeping a little bit of tabs on that, and I know they're asking for folks to come and comment at that meeting with regards to their opinion on it. I didn't know they were looking at either doing their own resolution, though, correct?
They're probably, yes, doing their own resolution, and of course it's an electronic meeting, so, but I just noticed the agenda. I just wanted to make sure everyone else was aware of it.
Good. Yep. Okay, thank you. On the item, item number two, which would be the resolution, Daniel resolution 2020-07-06, which would be our certified tax rate. I have that in front of me, and I'll read that. Starting with, once again, the DR 2020-07-06, Utah State Tax Commission Property Tax Division, resolution adopting final tax rates and budgets. County Wasatch, tax year 2020, it is hereby resolved that the governing body of Danieltown approves the following property tax rates and revenues for the year 2020. That would be general operations at $40,000, tax rate 0.000362. This resolution is adopted after proper notice and hearing in accordance with the UCA 59-2-919 and shall be forwarded to the county auditor and the tax commission in accordance with the UCA 59-2-913 and 29-2-920. Any discussion on that? Chair will entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion.
I move that we pass Daniel Resolution 2020-0706.
We have a motion to pass. Do we have a second?
Adopting our final certified tax rate for 2020.
I'll second it.
Okay, we have a second by John. Any discussion on that? All in favor? Roll call.
Chip?
Aye.
Stephanie's absent. Mary?
Aye.
Eric?
Aye.
John?
Aye.
Thank you.
Okay. Tax rate's been certified there. Thank you. Item number three, discussion of employee wages. Each year this comes up. If we do change wages, we have to have a public hearing on that. This is a pretty interesting year with all the things that have gone on in COVID, and I'd like the council to think of if this is something that we need to implement this year or not as far as an increase. I do know that our work has not gotten easier, and nor will it get easier as the years go on. At the same time, I know this year is a little different, and my personal opinion is that sometimes, you know, things need to be put on hold and not go backward, but at the same time, a lot of people have done a lot of work, and I don't like to hold anything back from employees, especially when the work's held hard, but that's my personal opinion, as I just stated. I'd love to open it up for discussion and see what the council would like to do with employees and in any other departments.
I think we ought to look at keeping things the same for time pending right now, the way things are, instead of raising anything else. Just to keep them the same as far as wages for the councilman or and that.
Okay. I don't know if water department, we have some issues that are going to come up in one of these items tonight with regards to the water department, and there's going to be a lot of discussion with regards to the wages in that department. I don't know when if this is the right time to talk about that, or if that should be lumped in with kind of the whole water discussion.
That's probably one that we will have to look at in a appraise what we need to do, because there's we may need a new position, create a new position or two in that department as over the next little bit. So that one we need to keep open for discussion.
Anybody else?
I think, like you say, that it's gotten nothing wider for anybody. I don't think that a 3% is a big increase, and it surely has been harder for everybody to do their job during this time.
I would totally agree and understand completely. Mary, any comments?
Well, I believe we had a comment from the public. I wonder if we could read that into the record, please.
Okay. Do we have that, Mary?
It's in your packet.
Oh, that's why it doesn't look like that.
Yeah.
Where is this? For the record, this came in from a citizen, and it says, Mr. Mayor and council members, we would hope in these times and budget shortfalls and hard times due to the viral the virus, plus the fact that the town employees have received a raise for the past 2 years. I can't say the next word. Daniel Town will take the. I hope that Daniel Town will take the conservative approach of freezing wages at their current levels to perpetuate the town's fiscal responsibility, Jack and Lynn Schinderling. Okay, for the record, so we've received one letter. Has anybody else comment?
No.
Okay. Anything else, Mary, with regards to comments? That was the only one that came in with regards to, from the public.
Mm-hmm. And so I think that probably, I would add my voice to that sentiment. I think that we should hold at the current level for the current time and just see how the year progresses. I know that a lot of government agencies are not only cutting back, but they're looking for ways to push things off to the future. And so I think that it would be a good move for us to also try to be conservative. There's nothing personal about that. I just think that it would be a fiscal decision, and I think that would be a wise choice.
Okay. Without Stephanie being here this evening and not having her comment on this, I would think that she has would like to make a comment on that. I don't necessarily need to wait for that as far as what the council. I mean, I'd like to continue any conversation, and if not, I'd like to see what the council would like to do with the comments that have been made.
Do you want Stephanie to be in?
Well, I
are you looking for a motion to continue? I guess that's what I'm asking.
Probably.
I'll make a motion to continue.
I'll second it.
So, not to kick this down the can, but we expect to, this is pretty important to have the full council to be able to make the vote on something like this. So, we have a first and a second to continue. Do we have any discussion on that continue? If not, all in favor of that?
John?
Yes.
Chip?
Yes.
Eric?
Yes.
Mary?
Yes.
Okay. Item number three has been continued. Item number four, discussion of possible approval of Armstrong subdivision. I guess turn that over to planning. I believe that planning has gone through them, and Eric, maybe you could.
So do we have Mike on tonight? Has he joined us?
Mike is not on tonight.
Okay. So we have, the planning commission has had the application come before us for subdivision approval. We have a letter here from the planning commission to the council recommending approval with the conditions of the TO letter that was included in the staff report. We have, is these the maps for that, Ryan?
One of them is, yes. So one of them is the Mylar for the subdivision.
Okay, I think that's this one. So what we're doing,
yep, good guess.
So what we're doing is we're just dividing that lot that was all one parcel. Armstrong's dividing this lot. They gave this section right here to Stephanie for her new access that she will own. Which is not a lot.
Okay.
It's a piece taken out of this, but these are still connected through. When this is done, all this striped area in front will be dedicated to the town of Daniel. On the title, so it will show it as such.
Okay.
Can I see that?
Yes. Also, while he's looking at that, we also did approval for phase one on this project and commercial site plan approval. Both of those are waiting on this subdivision. Mike indicated he's willing to fill out a paper on the driveway so that there's a clear record of how that transpired and put it in with the record and have that recorded if the council so wants that put in the record.
Okay.
You have anything to add, Rob?
No, I think that was a great summary.
Okay.
Once again, you know what? We'd like all members to be here on votes. This is, I think, kind of an important, timely one. How does the council feel about moving forward on this item without Stephanie being here?
Well, I just listened to the Planning Commission meeting online, and I am in favor of approving this tonight so they can move forward.
And I would agree. Just I know, once again, I really like to have a full quorum, but or excuse me, a full body as far as council. But this is kind of timely, and I think it has been chewed on quite a bit. I also paid attention to this through the process and feel it has been adequately dealt with. Any other comments from council members as far as approving it this evening?
I think we should move ahead on and forward.
Okay. Any other discussion on this project? If not, the chair will entertain a motion.
I move that we approve the Armstrong subdivision. Do I need to go ahead and include the phase one approval in the same motion, or
no?
No,
that won't come in front of the council. The subdivision's a legislative, the other one's administrative.
Okay. All right, then my motion is for the Armstrong subdivision.
Okay. We have a motion on the Armstrong subdivision. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
We have a second. Any last discussion?
Is everything taken care of, right, Ryan?
Yes.
Okay. All right. We're good.
We have a thumbs up that everything's taken care of. We have a first and a second. Any last discussion? If none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Great.
John?
Aye.
Aye.
Chip?
Aye.
Eric?
Aye.
Mary?
She did an aye.
Aye.
Aye, 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 aye.
Okay. That takes care of that one.
Yes.
Good. I'll sign that later or tonight.
Do you want to again be the last one after everybody else has signed?
Yeah, I just saw some of them. Yeah. I'll be the last one.
Okay. Probably have to use a special
input. Item number five, discussing of Charleston Water Expansion Project. My understanding is almost that it's kind of run its course at the level that we're dealing with now with regards to the model that's been presented and the discussion that we've used off the model. That's all been pretty positive. I would like us to come up with either requests or questions that we can get some a little more definitive answers from Charleston with regards to how it will work over and above in theory. And I know that in previous meetings and notes, and you know, we have a few items that we've talked about giving to Charleston. I would like to see any council member that has any other ideas to be able to give it and give it to us and be able to present that to Charleston in a formal letter to let them know that we are still looking and chewing on the project and willing to move forward as well as backward depending on the information we're gathering. I don't want anyone to think or understand that we are for or against it as much as gathering information to make it the best choice we can. So with that, I know Eric, you've got a few things that may be able to get requested or asked of them that they may or may not like or want to be participants, but can you comment on that?
Yeah. So what they did when we met is they asked us what we wanted. So we come up with some items. We even looked at the tax, some of the maybe sales tax from down there, some of the other things that the town would benefit from. And I propose that we put that in a letter, send it back to them, and let them look it over and see what they want to do at this point. If those things are amenable to them or if they're not, what items we're looking at. I think we've moved forward pretty good, and we have a pretty good idea of what we're looking at and what items that we want to reserve. We're trying to get the best deal we can should we take on this project. Again, the expansion of the water system, not only is the Charleston side though, This is townwide. We have water system expansion on both ends, so, and some in the middle still. So it is a bigger process than just the Charleston thing, but we've come up with some items that would, that we would think would benefit the town. And at this point, I'd like the council to put together that list and send it to them. And if we're moving forward, let's move forward. If we're not, then if the council feels that they don't want to move forward with this, I mean, there's still a ton of questions. There's a ton of questions. It's not all answered. But are we moving forward, or are we saying that this is not a good idea?
I'd like to make a motion that we do move ahead on this, present all our questions and concerns, as Eric stated, to Charleston, and then let them chew on that, and then come back and let us know if that's to their liking or whatever changes they would like to make, and at least present them to the council.
Okay. We have a motion. I'll hold that just motion, but I'll accept that motion as stated here in a second. So I think we also need to move forward with the same understanding of gathering more information. I think there's a lot of positives that this can bring us, and I think we just need to be really cautious of how we of what we look at. But I certainly, my opinion is we need to move forward, because there's a lot of things that I think that are going to be positive, and we need to look at all of them. So. Any other comment from anybody?
Before I make a second, let me just clarify that we're moving forward to a more formal discussion to clarify the issues, correct? Where you're not moving forward to approve a project at this point.
Correct.
We're just moving forward to am I correct?
Correct. That's how I took the motion, is strictly just that we're going to send now a letter from the town of Daniel to the town of Charleston with a little more definitive questions and things that we probably think are important to make this project work or not work. And they may be deal breakers or they may not. But you certainly have to look at all the options at this point. So I believe the motion certainly is not to approve anything, strictly to gather more information.
Thank you, Mayor. I will second that
motion. And we have a first and a second. Any last discussion? Okay. All in favor?
John?
Aye.
Chip?
Aye.
Eric?
Aye.
Mary?
Aye.
Okay. Thank you. That was item number 5. Item number 6, business licenses. I don't see any new or renewals.
So I have two new ones. One, well, a renewal for Simpson Fence and a new one for John Gladowski, LLC.
John, do you have anybody representing John Gladowski?
Just me.
Motion to deny.
I'll second.
Could you tell us a little bit about the business you're going to put in there?
Well, it's... Eventually, I'd like to grow the hemp as time moves forward on my building and out of the garage. I would be repairing plastic tanks or working with plastics if someone needs a custom thing. It's not a high production thing. It's a pretty much one-man operation, and it's a part-time job.
Isn't that what you did before?
Yeah, that's what I did before.
Plastic fabrication.
I don't really have customers coming to the residence. Because they're out of Salt Lake, I'm delivering it if one stuff's completed or picking up things.
Anybody have any more questions for the applicant?
John, will you be storing anything that's toxic on your property? Like chemicals?
No. The only thing I use for cleaning is I have a couple of gallons of lacquer thinner or alcohol just to clean surfaces. That's about it.
I just wanted to know if you needed any special storage capacity.
No, and I'm just picking out materials that are needed, and I'm just working in sheet goods only. They're already made up, so I cut them, glue them, or heat weld them together, so that's about it.
So are these ag tanks? Ag tanks? Okay, perfect.
Agricultural tanks.
Right on.
All right, so we have one renewal, which is Simpson Fence. Let's go with the, news the next one. So a motion to approve on a new business license?
I'd like to move that we approve John Lenowski LLC in the new business license.
Okay, thank you. We've got a first. We have a second?
I will second that.
And we have a second. Any discussion? If none, all in favor? Aye.
Eric?
Aye.
Mary?
Aye.
Aye. Either one aye or an abstention, whichever. Okay. So we will accept that new business application, and then any with renewal with Simpson Fence, any complaints that Simpson Fence?
So we had a complaint on the new ag building going in, but it's in compliance.
Okay, so it's in compliance?
Yes.
All right. So we did have a complaint, but it was in compliance. So also with the renewals, motion to renew Simpson Fence.
Can you share what the complaint was, Eric?
The barn was just big. They were concerned at the ag barn. They put in for an ag permit to store hay back in the back, and the neighbor thought that was an awfully big barn and awfully close to the property line. It's within the setbacks, and it's just an ag barn. It's not in conjunction with the fence.
Okay, then I would like to make a motion to approve the renewal of Simpson Fence.
Okay, we have a first. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
And we have a second. Any discussion? Not all in favor?
John?
Aye.
Chip?
Aye.
Eric?
Aye.
Mary?
Aye.
Okay. License is approved. Number 7. Okay, I'd really like to get some traction and move forward on this if we can tonight with regards to Danny Municipal Water. I don't believe, had an increase since we started, have we, to our knowledge? Maybe one is a municipal?
No.
No, it's never been increased. It's the $35 from 2009.
So we, with the way we've done budgets and looking at it, and we seem to be covering the cost from the town with regards to the bond payments and things, and so we certainly need to get a flush. And I believe that playing with some numbers, $10.49 is an amount that covers us, including the bond. In the past, the bond, when we had manual paperwork, the bond was put into the our spreadsheet as far as dealing with the payments, but it really wasn't in the budget. And now with Polaris, it still doesn't really have a place, but as we all know, it kind of threw us. Polaris has a little different way of calculating and using the bond as far as the budget. But at the end of the day, we are needing about $20,146 to become flush as far as all of the payments versus all of the receivables with regards to Daniel Municipal Water.
Question. What kind of amount of an increase would be needed to cover that?
With roughly 160 customers, that would be $10.49 to cover the $20,146, I believe. Or very close.
$10.50, yeah.
So every dollar increase gets us roughly $2,000 a year. So that's right.
So I think that we need to either look at this and then schedule a public hearing if we want to deal with this issue, and I think that we kind of need to, and I'd love to have comment from other council.
Okay. I make a motion that we have a public hearing on the increasing that water to what is needed to cover the expenses of the $10 and $1.49.
So do we want to look at anything extra to plan for any other breakdowns or not, or just
so
call it that?
We might want to look at a maybe $11 increase, just to give it a little bit of leeway.
So let's have some little more discussion before that motion then. So if 1049 for our discussion this evening gets us flush, how do we want to handle any other things that may come up with regards to repairs and or maintenance and or new testing rules and things?
Like a 3% increase per year, and that was just a hypothetical. So I went back, starting from our 2009 $35 a month rate, and I added a 3% increase over the last 11 years, and my calculations brought me up to, for 2020, if we had been applying that, we would be up to $48.45. And so going into 2021, it would be approximately $50. I don't know if that is that would be a $15 increase. I'm not sure that even is enough to cover future costs. It would allow us a little bit of a buffer at this time, but if we do decide to go forward with any expansion, we might want to hold off until we make that choice. And then do everything, adjust everything all at the same time. I don't know how you'd feel about that, but I think we do need a bit more analysis than just picking a number out of the air. We're going to have to be able to justify everything, you know, every dollar that we ask for. We're going to have to show exactly how it's going to be spent, why we need it, where it's going to go, and that kind of thing. So I'm not sure I want to go anyway with $10.50. I think I'd like to take a more in-depth look at it.
Great. And that $10, like I said, was just for conversation to bring us up to flush. So whatever over flush that we want to deal with, that's what this discussion's all about. So absolutely.
I like what Mary, how she came to that figure. So that 3% every year come up, because that would give just at least a little bit of leeway, and maybe after we hit that, we may want to look at, maybe we want to do a small increase every year, just so that it keeps up with the inflation, so that we know that that's going to be coming next.
Well, and with this conversation we're having, and knowing that we have to have a public hearing, I think we can have our ducks in a row to be able to present that at the public hearing of the reasoning and the questions, just like Mary, you just discussed. I would agree, we need to be able to answer any question with why we would increase anything or decrease anything, and but that would be something that I would think we'd need to have and will have.
I think that's one of the examples that we need to demonstrate, just how Mary came up with that figure, that $15 figure. So I think that's a great argument for it, and especially compared to other municipalities, and at $50 what people are getting versus what everybody else is getting anywhere else, we're getting a much better deal here than other places comparatively.
Bring up the fact that we are probably going to have to hire an employee that will be our water manager, or whatever title, that's the way our code is written now, whatever title the council needs to give that person. There's just a lot of things, there are a lot of things that need to be handled by one individual and head of a department. And so I'm wondering if we could start putting out feelers to see who might be available as a half-time person or a three-quarter-time person, or what those numbers might be, who would be qualified, and available and what that cost might be. I think that would be a great place to start. I'm just reluctant to go to the connections and put an increase and then go back in a year and put another increase. We can certainly explain that with the smaller increase and explain that we are coming back next year or whatever with another increase. But, you know, it's just easier, in my opinion, to do it one time, get it over with, and then we're on the track.
Are you suggesting get it over with that one time if we get something worked out with the Charleston, or just is that separate in what you're discussing?
I don't know. It's kind of all in the same discussion, isn't it? But regardless of whether we expand the system, we are going to have to hire somebody to take care of all the details of the department.
Absolutely.
If we can begin to put our feelers out to find out what other who is available, I don't even know that at this point, and how much that would cost us. Like I say, a halftime person might be enough right now, or maybe even less. I'm not sure. I don't have all the details or have all the experience that is needed to do that analysis. But I think everyone combined can come up with something, a job description, and begin to think along those lines.
I would agree. I think that, you know, if anyone were to inquire, they're going to ask how much, where, what are my duties, and so we as a council have to come up with some even job description to at least let our guys know that what we're coming up with it. And that's easier said than done. Either we do it as a council or, I don't know if there's a template out there that we can fine tune with regards to that type of employment. I would agree that we don't need a full-timer yet, but I don't even know what type of individual will be able to get. So once again, getting the feelers out, I'm all for that, but how can we be a little more specific to, I can talk to folks, but I don't know the folks I'm talking to would, maybe the word would get out. Is there a place besides the state that we can kind of get the word out without officially trying to have someone apply?
Maybe we could just go to some of the other small water suppliers and ask a series of questions and see, Timber Lakes has their own private water system up there. It's, financed by the Timber Lakes Association. And I know they had a full-time employee, but maybe we could just start with them or somebody like that. Ryan must know a few people that we could call. And Eric Bennett just left our meeting. I just saw that. just to start to talk about these things. And get our thoughts all together, because I really see this as a big step forward. Even if we don't expand, we're still going to have to consolidate, all of the duties that the water system under one individual and try to become a little more organized there. I think that's what I'm going for.
Right. So, other comments? Eric?
I think you're past part-time. You're starting to supply water to commercial operations. Who do you call when that guy's not at work?
You're talking the ones we just approved and the other commercials that are coming?
Yeah.
Without Charleston?
Without Charleston,
right,
but
right.
Even the residents.
Right.
Who do they call part-time? Gary's full-time. They call him at work, they call him at night, they call him on the weekends. He's available all the time. When you're running a municipal system, I don't think you have an option. Call back tomorrow when somebody's in the office, water spraying.
And then if that person is not available, is there somebody else that can
back up?
It's either a full-time or multiple part-times, because you're right. You have the, Gary's been great at being on call 24/7, but we're not going to find anyone else willing to do that.
No.
And so, there's been a bunch of us that have filled in, to help Gary, but we either need one, like you said, full-time person, but even that doesn't cover it, because the 2 a.m. phone calls are rare, but they happen. And an employee that lives in, Provo might drive up every day, but they're not driving up at 2 a.m.
or on Christmas.
So it's either, multiple part-times or continued volunteer or.
Well, it's something that is certainly on the, we need to. It's very, I don't even know. I think Gary's certainly done his time. I don't know if he's really wanted to help a whole lot. He gave us 2 months, and I know he'd help at a pinch, but I'd really not like to. I'd like to get this off his back and you know, find the person. So I guess whatever, get the word out, and then, Ryan, I can call a few other water systems to see if there is somebody that would like to tackle something, whether it's full-time, part-time, but, you know, that's a figurative speech. It could be, you know, hour-wise, it might be only hours part-time, but it is going to be a full-time commitment. So
That's where I wonder, you know, Timber Lakes or Heber City, or, you know, not Heber City themselves, but they've got a whole department of people. Is there, you know, somebody who wants to get their operator's license that can't move up, you know, it's stuck and can't move up very far, but they got a full-time job that, you know, moonlighting here would work, and, you know, they're close enough and local enough that they could, you know, ditch their real job and come help us. You know, if you can find a couple of those, do we keep it volunteer? Do we find one main guy who coordinates a couple of guys that are on call every night? You know, so that somebody, you know, somebody's on call?
Well, all those, I think, are super important questions, but the right individual is going to answer all those questions, what he wants to and can't and doesn't want to handle.
It really depends on who we find.
Yeah.
Can I make a comment?
Yeah, Mary.
My experience with my husband, who's been in the water department for 20 years, you start talking about on-call people, you're going to be paying them on-call.
Yeah.
So keep that in mind.
Not only that, but you're going to have insurance, work comp. It's big.
And it's big. We're gonna have to go down this road. There's no, we've gone this far with practically volunteer through this whole thing, and we're to a point where we're going to have somebody, and we're going to have to pay them. Okay. We're going to have to pay them for what it's worth.
As Eric pointed out, not just our businesses, but even our residents have a different expectation than they did 10 years ago.
Yes.
And, you know, when I show up with my son and we put the meter in, the guy goes, you know, who the heck are you and what are you doing? I'm the water company. You're what? I know I'm in my personal car and I have no uniform and no identification. I'm with anybody, but I'm going to replace your water meter. And that worked 10 years ago, or 2 years ago, but it's not going to work as we move forward.
No, it's not.
We have to have somebody that is fully licensed that's going to run this. Because as I went through that class, I was shocked. We're on a tightrope. We could have major problems because nothing is happening. Nothing's getting done. Ryan's doing everything he can do on his off hours. I'm doing what I can do, but there is things that should be happening. And I just got an email from the Division of Drinking Water of the fines that are gonna start assessing. And they are huge. I mean, the smallest one is 300. The biggest one is 6,000. We have to get somebody who's licensed on there, who is over it and doing what they're supposed to be doing. Because it's scary. I mean, I don't want to be on the news. And like I said, Ryan's doing a fantastic job, but he can't get out there and service all those meters and make sure they're doing. He can't. I was quite shocked when I went down to the test of what's not happening. And I went to Ryan and said, holy cow, and he said, shut up. So I think is when you're thinking about it, somebody has to be licensed that can run and do it. And you're going to be paying for it. But I think it to keep you a safe system, I think it's past time. I think, like you said, we're past time.
Thank you, Shelley. I would agree. We knew this day was coming, or this year, or this week, or whatever. So
just to clarify, we did have one rate increase. When we took it over, it was 30,000 gallons a month at $20.
Yep.
We cut it back to, it was 30,000 gallons. We cut it to 20 and increased to 35.
Yes.
So we have had an increase.
And I believe we tweaked
it. 2009 when we set that rate.
Right.
Daniel Municipal came into existence.
Right. But the statement was waived.
Just be sure we get that clarified. Once we took out that bond, that's when we had to change the rate.
Right, but the statement was made, we never did, and we have.
And I think this is a technicality. We've adjusted our commercial rates at least once, but that didn't affect our residential rates.
Right.
For the record. Okay.
And $15 and 30,000 gallons, that was under Daniel Domestic. and they couldn't maintain what they were trying to do with that low rate. So anyway, just wanted to clarify that. It sounds like we're all on the same page to me. I'm only catching part of the conversation, but as I think I heard Shelley say, everything is just getting more and more complicated. We have to have somebody who's qualified and available and willing to go at odd hours and handle all these things, because people, I mean, this is a basic necessity, and the town has taken it on, and we're going to have to do it. You know, when we started talking about employees, I was thinking going all the way up to a $70 a month, which is a horrible hit, but it may be necessary. We may have to think about that big of an increase in order to do it. And that still wouldn't cover equipment, like a pickup truck or tools and, you know, maintenance equipment. So we got to have a plan here, and I bet we could brainstorm on that and try to come up with one.
Okay, so as far as I'd like a continuation on this probably, and then everyone really do some homework so next month we can either try to tackle this, and we need to probably schedule that public hearing because it's for Dania Municipal, if in fact we are going to increase it, so we can, does the council think we can get this put together in a month to have a public hearing?
Well, I think we can have a public hearing, because we don't even know where we're headed. But we have all these same questions you're going to be asking the public.
Well, I guess I'm looking at two things. The public, not so much for the employee. And the employee is going to determine how much we're going to need for the wage. And so it's really time to find the person, you know, the cart before the horse or the horse before the cart. They're both pretty important.
Yeah.
I think we're going to have a couple of public hearings on this by the time it's said and done. We'll need one to just get a preliminary. And then by then, maybe we'll have an idea of what it's going to cost for an employee, and maybe have at least a general idea of what we've got to have to raise these rates to cover that, and then maybe a second public hearing to really state, okay, this is what we're looking at, this is the amount of money that's going to be needed, and there it is.
I guess, so is council, besides that, do you want to just let the word out without an official go to a place to hire somebody on at this point, just until next month? How do we make the next step forward?
I think we ought to start taking some inquiries, and
do we put a job description out in the WAVE and see versus going to different entities and begging somebody to come on board?
Well, there's going to be everything from begging to somebody that might be going to retire that would like it. I mean, I can think of every scenario from great to terrible. And I'm always thinking positive, but I know that this is not going to be any, it's going to be expensive no matter how we end up. But there may be somebody that does it for X. I do know that we're not, I don't want to compromise dollars for quality of a individual. So. You know, that doesn't mean that we're going to that the tab's open, but I do think that whoever we get needs to be competent and reliable, like we've had in the past. So
what about putting out an ad in that, and we're taking applications and have them maybe present to the council for their qualifications, what their background is in doing this stuff, so we can at least. Maybe that helps us get a better understanding also. It's a two-way street.
I would recommend we start with at least a minimum job description. I mean, I agree, you're gonna cast a wide net and see what you catch. And, you know, having a bunch of applicants come in and present's great. You'll start with a bunch of applicants, and I have my doubts, unfortunately. But I think you gotta start with the basis of what the minimum qualifications you're looking for are.
Yeah.
And what the availability and the hours are. If we're expecting them to do on call, that's different than if we're expecting them to manage volunteers to do on call. And so what's our minimum expectation, and then see what we land.
Yeah.
So as far as that job description, I mean, is that something that is somewhat of a template that we can fill in, or is it something that you could do, or Eric, did you know?
I think everybody ought to come up with their job description. We'll put them together and see what we come up with.
I think we can start with some that other entities have, but it's going to be customized to us.
Yeah. Yeah, I would think a template to give us a little, I mean, if we all went to scratch, we'd all come up with ideas, but it wouldn't be written in a totally different way and expected in a different way. But if there's a template, at least we can kind of, I don't know, is there?
There's templates out there.
I mean, for me, I could fill a blank, but I wouldn't be able to finish writing it.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, we have a SCADA system. We have, we're no podunk water system.
We're going to find out how no podunk we are.
Just a suggestion, I bet we could talk to somebody at Rural Water and they can help us a whole lot.
Probably so.
They're very helpful there.
So I think the description, I mean, I don't know what the council wants, or even if the council knows what goes on in the water department even.
I think Eric has a good point. I don't know that we all have an idea of the, how in-depth that guy needs to be. I'm sure you're right. That's why I'm looking at other people that are smarter than me with regard to this issue.
I'm pretty sure Gary does a lot of things that none of us here know about.
Is there a possibility of having Gary talk to the council?
I think we could get Gary's help to write the job description, maybe.
Yeah, okay. There we go.
That would help.
So I think if we could start with a template from Rural Water or somewhere else, and Gary's right, the templates are out there, and then sit down with Gary and kind of get him to tailor it to what he does currently, then we can add in our two cents on what else we think we need or want, and then start there, because I'm worried if we all just go, you know, all six of us go ask for help, we're all going to give a different job description and different expectations, and then we're going to get a bunch of different input, but that's not what we want.
Yeah, I like what Ryan's telling me.
I agree.
And otherwise, we write a job description, pulse, and can walk.
Hey, that's not bad.
I've written those and hired those. It doesn't work out well.
Okay. Anybody want to talk to Gary about that job description? I'd be glad to, if anybody else wants to.
Yeah, I think we might have a hard time getting him to chime in on it. But
well, I probably wouldn't want to come toward us, but he may be glad to put it on paper and give us at least some of the duties that we need to do.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
Or maybe even a conversation.
Well, you're not going to get him to write it. You're going to sit down and talk to him.
No, just a conversation. Maybe record this and then just get some kind of job description of what we're doing.
I think we should just do a template, email it back and forth. Everybody put some thought into it and see what they think.
Along with Gary's.
Yeah. We can email it to Gary, too.
I'll give Gary a verbal call, and if he wants to discuss it, great. If not, he may not want to. And then I think that is a good idea. If Ronnie can get us a template that we can get out, and then I'll mark it up. And
okay.
Who wants to handle the putting that together as a final document?
I will.
Okay. So we'll get information back to Mary and get a final, and then all of us will approve the final on that. How's that sound?
I like a direction.
There we go. Mary, did you hear all that?
I think so, thank you.
Okay. Any other thing on item? Yes, I do. Before we move on from item number 7.
Wait, hold up.
Do we need a motion?
We need to, no, but I think we need to have a timeline. If this is something that we know we've got to get figured out, sooner the better, so that we can get something in the wave, see what we get back. So if we have the next week, say you guys, by next Monday, well, if you guys can have something to me even by Friday so that possibly I can have it into the wave by Monday, no?
It'll be next meeting before we're even ready.
Okay, well.
For sure. I see us.
It's going to take a few weeks for sure, if not, but.
I have to agree, there's too many people around the table who want input. It's going to take a while.
Well, just so that we, okay.
Yeah.
You might be adding that letter a few times maybe.
Well, and that's why I was saying that way it gives us time to
play with it.
Play with it, get it approved so we can get it back to the wave is what I'm getting at. Not necessarily next week we turn it into the wave, but if we're wanting to have something by the beginning of the month, if everybody can get ideas in, maybe.
I would hope that we can get this completed by next month for sure. So we can make another step forward and take that letter and go with it. So, yeah.
That's what I say, at least a month time to able to get the description.
Okay. Everyone concur? Yeah. Okay. The other item on Danny Municipal, we had a resident that would like to return a hookup, water hookup that they paid about 4 or 5 years ago, and they would like a refund. The town has not, to my understanding, done any work or water lines or set meters or anything with regard to that particular hookup. I told that resident that I'd bring it to council because I can't make that decision, and I'd like to know what the council thinks.
Is there not going to be a building on that lot, or are they selling it? What is the
situation? They bought four, I believe, and they're only going to need three, and they don't believe that they're going to either combine a lot that they thought they were going to need one for, and whether they sell it down the road or not, you know, what we haven't done any work, I can see us giving that back, because if they change their mind down the road, then they would request a new hookup, and it would be quite a bit more as far as the current hookup fees.
But, okay, so we didn't install a meter?
No.
Okay, and it was the $5,000?
It was.
Impact fee from before?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Any input from anybody, any council?
Yeah, I think we ought to move ahead and give them the refund and on the amount that they have paid for it.
Whatever that amount is.
Yeah, whatever that amount is, and just we'll just go from there.
Okay. Any there?
I disagree. I don't think we give refunds for water hookups. I mean, they purchased something to hook on, and that's what it's for. We've had all the planning into this system based on build out in 5 acres or whatever we have, and that's what we sized the tank for. That's what we did all the engineering for. And I think that it's, if they choose not to hook up at this time, that's okay. But what do we do when the person wants to sell their house and wants to sell us the hookup back? And
well, the house would have a hookup, and there is no hookup. This is a paper hookup, and I totally agree with, I mean, I have told that individual I have not ever heard or seen this happen before. I do see it being an advantage to us down the road that if they need a hookup, it's going to be a lot better, and they're not going to get that hookup, so I,
yeah. I just think you start down a slippery slope.
Taking water hookups back?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, because if you're selling your house and it's getting repoed, and we've seen this before, everybody sells the water off.
Couldn't agree more. I guess
just where does that stop?
In light of that, I have to agree with Eric's comments.
I guess when you look at it that way, you know darn well if you open the door for one, that someone's going to say you did it, and you're going to have to prove why you did and didn't do it and accept it. Is that what we're saying?
Yes.
Okay. John, you agree with that?
Yes, I agree.
Okay. Mary, how do you feel?
Do we know if there are any other people in this situation? I mean, I don't know how many outstanding, you know, I didn't want to sell them in advance in the first place. But have we done that in other cases?
No.
Is this the only one?
Well, it was, I don't know if there's any paid fees that are not hooked up except for the four that we're referring to.
There's a bunch.
Okay, I just got them. There's a bunch. So that kind of maybe clarifies that then.
I bet more than 15.
And they bought them with the mind that they were going up in price in order to do it. So they took the gamble.
Okay.
Yeah, we have some folks that are still on the well that purchased a hookup in case the well goes bad. When the rates were going up, that's what it was pitched at, and people bought in.
Okay. That does certainly.
Yeah.
Make things a little bit different. Yeah. And I will call her. I told her. Go ahead.
Here's another wrinkle. Ryan indicated that we might be needing to return some water impact fees. Is this one of those?
No. This would be a water hookup only, not an impact fee.
Okay.
Yeah, so if it was the $5,000, it was before we were tracking things as impact fees, so no, it would be separate.
Okay.
With that being said, I can kind of understand why we would not want to do that, and certainly don't want to start something that we don't want to continue doing. Any other comments? And I would like, since that brought up, it's not an agenda item. It's kind of something that came up under municipal. Is that something we can make a motion, or is that just something I need to call her back and tell her what we decided?
I'd say just call her back.
Okay.
We just don't do that.
Are we agreed with all the, I can just make her call?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
I agree with Eric.
Okay. I will make the call tomorrow.
One more question though.
Yep.
This hookup just goes with this property and can't be sold to another person?
We've not been able to sell other person's hookup and make a sale on the side from somebody else either. That'd be this kind of the same scenario as before. That's, to my knowledge, not been done, and that'd be somebody selling a hookup to somebody else, and it all needs to go through the town. I see it pretty cut and dry.
Right. We just need to make that clear. I think that this is not a floating hookup that can be, passed on to someone else.
Tied to the properties.
Yep. We do have floating hookups out there that have been sold. That are still floating. They have their certificate in hand. When they come to us, they'll have that certificate in their hand. So be aware that there is.
But those weren't tied to a piece of property. The others were, weren't they?
Some of them are, some of them aren't.
Yeah, and maybe that's just how we look at it. Some of them are, some of them aren't.
I'm fine with, I assume it's a conclusion that we don't want to open that Pandora's box on giving those out, or not.
So if that was a floating one that she picked up?
It wasn't. It was just a heart. They got in under the wire. We had made that offer to anybody in the last week.
Yeah, they bought them more or less like insurance.
Okay.
Just to add another complication to help with the decision, is you can do whatever we want with the money, the $5,000. But the water right, there's some really interesting rules with municipal water rights. Once it becomes a municipal water right, giving it back is challenging. So we could give back the fee, but we can't give back the water right. So if they turned over, well, it depends on how they did it, but if they gave us an acre foot of water and we've integrated that into our water right, we can't. As a municipality, we can't be a bank.
No.
And so there's a loophole that they've closed, which is if I was a developer and I wasn't using my water, I gave it to the city who protected it for 40 years, and then when I wanted it, I bought it back from them. So I gave it to you for a dollar, and then 10 years later, you sold it back to me for a dollar. And we can't do that anymore. So municipal water rights aren't supposed to be bought and sold.
You can only lease it back to them.
Right. So we can discuss the fee all we want, but the water right is separate. The water right is whatever we did, and I hope we got one. A lot of those we didn't, but whatever we got with the water right is done and that's baked.
Right.
If you guys want to do something different with the fee, that's a matter.
So even the floating ones could possibly, they would have to trade a water right for those also.
In theory.
Some did.
In theory. Some did, some didn't. Okay.
Well, if there's potential problems with multiple, if this is not an isolated onesie situation, then I don't see us doing a whole lot working with it.
Yeah, we need to just cut it, and that's where it's at.
Do we know if this is potentially one of the ones that we had an issue claiming that they'd paid it and we've got no record? That's not one of them, correct?
I believe in this case that they had come up with the check and they found the money.
Okay.
And this, I don't know about all four or one, but that's what I was told, that they have the check and can show all that. But that's finery. If the council, if we're not going to be dealing with it, then that doesn't really matter at this point.
Really quickly before we move on, I see that Mike has joined us. You there, Mike?
Yes, hi.
Hey, dude, we started.
Hi, Eric.
Hey, hi there. We started at 6. You've been approved and you're done? Does that help you?
That was easy. Let's do that next time.
Okay, all right. I just didn't want you to hang out if you didn't need to.
The meeting starts at 6?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Thanks for joining us.
Yes, I have it, and I've signed it. Now Eric has it. But just for the record, I'll let Russ know tomorrow that you're an hour late and you're on the agenda for next month.
You would kill me. What do you need, like a compound or something?
Anyway, it went through, Mike. You're all approved and good to go.
Thank you, Eric. Thank you, Ryan.
You bet.
See you later.
See you later.
Okay, so sorry, I just didn't want him to
hang
on the line.
Yep.
So yeah, I think you're right on, spot on there. I see nothing but potential to wreck our world.
Okay. I'm good with that, and John and Mary, at the end of the day, how do you feel? Mary?
Oh, you're asking me, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I hate to start a precedent that we can't honor with other people, so
okay.
I think we let it sit.
Okay, I think we're all agreed there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Agreed.
Excuse me.
Did you have something on that show?
I was just, no, not on the, well, it's a kind of a, these people that are calling and telling me they have water rights, you know, and they're not in the system, am I okay with asking them, well, we need proof, show me what you have and I'll take it to the council?
I would think that's the only thing you could
okay.
do.
All right, because I mean, that's what I've been.
It's not like we're questioning them, it's like we just need it.
Okay, perfect. That's all I wanted to check. Like you said, there's a lot of those out there that are
council
now heading forward.
Yeah, council check or certificate, one of them.
You have
something.
One
okay.
of them,
all right.
Something.
Paper trail is what we need.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, that takes care of Daniel Municipal as far as discussion and water fees. Here's another discussion, and we might be able to hopefully move forward on this with regards to Stormhaven Water and their water rates and sewer fees. We're not going to have a formal presentation because this amount that we've had is not really changed. We know it's a very large amount, and we just need to decide on, not arbitrarily, we've had this, I don't know how many meetings, we've tried to decide on the dollar figure to help increase the Stormhaven system, and I believe the residents got together and pitched that they kind of, in their mind, thought that a $16 increase, and that was sewer, I believe, correct?
That's correct.
$16 increase, it does not necessarily mean that that's what the town sees is the need, and that's what we'd like to discuss tonight is where that goes. Ryan's talking, but he'll be able to, you know, maybe remind anybody of dollar figures that we've been discussing in the past with regards to full redundancy on the and the full system versus whatever smaller upgrade. So Ryan, I just we're back to Stormhaven, and I don't know what question, but you know, I just reminded everyone about the $16 that the residents had pitched, knowing that that's still not enough, and we probably couldn't get enough on a fee basis, but. Is it what over and above 16? Is it besides an arbitrary amount would help in this situation? In your opinion,
it's a complicated answer. I think right now I think we're looking at you know $10,000 to $20,000 worth of immediate work, and so you could do that either as you know we could look at amortizing that over 5 years or 10 years. I wouldn't want to go much longer than that because that's the immediate work. There's a lot more work after that. We could look at replacing it and what loans would be. I think to come up with a number that's more defendable, I would suggest that we've been going after the grants only. I would suggest we file an application with, there's two different agencies that do both combinations of grants and loans, and see what they say for what kind of terms they would give us on a grant and then what the loan terms would be. And based on the loan terms, we can justify a rate. And that would be, I don't have that information tonight, but that would be more defendable than, you know, what we do over and above. I agree. You know, we ran the numbers about a year ago when I gave that presentation, and I think the top end was like $200-something a month, which is clearly not reasonable or feasible. But, you know, that's what it would take to rebuild a new system and pay for it completely independent. So that just means that's not going to happen. So I mean, that the top end is, you know, $200 a month. You're talking about 16 is our number in between. Unfortunately, there's a lot of room in between. To come up with something more reasonable, I suggest we apply for those grant loan combinations, see what they're willing to do on the terms of the loan, and then what we would need for debt repayment, and base an increase on that.
Can we get that information before the application, or
run? No, the best way is to fill out the application and see what they say.
Okay.
Now being like the last month is a much better time for those applications than the last 4 years. So we're going to talk about it later, but we're working on a grant application for the water system with kind of the same logic as now all of a sudden there's grant money is available. And so I'd say let's file both and see what we get. Based on what we get, we can have a better discussion about, you know, if by chance we got all grant, it won't happen. It would be wonderful, but it won't happen. Then $16 would be enough. If we get 50-50, then, you know, well, it was $200 to do the whole thing, so if we get 50-50, it'd be $100. That's still probably not reasonable, but at least it starts to bracket what we're trying to do and why.
And it gives us a reference point why we need X.
Yeah, and more importantly, they'll come back and they use a bunch of 1.5 times the median adjusted gross income to qualify for this or that, and they'll come back and tell you, if your sewer bill was $42.87, we can do this, but because it's not, we can only do that. Which, that's where the $35 came from all those years ago, is we went to drinking water and said we want a grant. They did the math and said, well, if you don't raise it to $35, we can't do anything. Well, then it's considered done, it's now $35, what else do you need?
Right.
And that's where we got our, you know, millions of dollars in loan forgiveness.
Sounds pretty logical path to take. What does council think? Is that something we want to do now? We want to do at the end of the year? I know Ryan had said, and I know it to be a fact, that whatever monies are out there trying to help out cities and municipalities, it's either drying up or it's out there now, depending on the subject.
Yeah, I think we need to move ahead of this as quickly as possible.
The money kind of became available in June, and it's getting chewed up and used up now. So I would say if we have a chance of applying for something, it's in the next few months.
Okay.
So we've had the public hearing on the 16. We could implement that at any time. The 16 only covered our pumping. It didn't cover anything else.
No, yeah, it was just trying to stabilize the increase of pumping only,
And
that would have been the septic tanks and the emergency pumping, I think.
Yeah, it was for the year.
For the year.
That's all the 16 covered.
I mean, yeah, we probably ought to get that one going, so at least we've got a little bit more funds coming in to take care of repairs. And then based on what Ryan finds out on the grants and loans, then we'll have to have, you know, a public hearing on the next one. But $100, if it's $100 a month or $125 a month, so much a year. Well, how much does it take, cost is to put in a septic tank? It's, you know, it'd be a lot easier.
Our plan is to bypass that and down the road.
Right, it'd be a lot easier just to pay the $100 or whatever.
A lot of those lots, that's not a viable option.
Correct.
At $1,000 a month, you can't put in a septic tank. It's not a viable option.
No, you can't even put one in. So, I think we ought to move ahead and adopt the 16 for right now. And as soon as we can find out what the loans and grants are, we move ahead to see what we need to do to implement that, have another public hearing and state what's happening and what's presented to us, and we're making the best decisions of what we can do for the residents.
And I'll add a little bit to what Eric said, as far as we had the public hearing and they came up with the 16, we still could add, you know, our $2 or $5, if in fact we want to, or increases each year. I mean, this is a situation to we probably ought to implement it. And how long will that loan, is that months to find that kind of stuff out, Brian?
Probably September. I don't think I can have it for the August meeting, although we can try. My guess is it'll be ready for the September meeting. I just know that that's a fast turnaround to get something into the state and a firm response back in less than 30 days from the state.
Would we want to implement the $16 now and then change it and have another meeting in 2 or 3 months if in fact that looked like something we wanted to do? Or do we want to hold off and just do the 16 and wait till next year for any other grant? But once again, the money's here.
Yeah, I think we really ought to move ahead and do the increase, because that's going to help just with these emergency funds trying to take care of the hurts, what they happen. If we need to put it at 20 for right now, then we need to put it at 20.
And the reasoning we put it at 20 is because we know we could spend $200 or $250 and they, you know, depend on what we repaired or fixed. And I know they came up with a 16. That's a good guidance. That's not what we have to do per se. What do we want to go with that? I think we probably, well, I got two thoughts. I want to get that implemented as soon as possible, but if we're going to know something here in another 60 days, then we'd lump it all in together if we're going to go down that path. I don't know.
Well, I think the residents are very aware of what the 16 is doing. It's okay. Only paying the cost of bumping.
Yeah.
The fix was coming down the road.
I agree, yeah.
And I think that they'll okay. Understand that.
Okay.
And what we found is even with the meetings we had with everybody there, the problem didn't go away. They're still flushing things that are clogging the line.
They are.
So, do we need a motion at this
My
point?
Usage?
Yes.
Wait a minute. My usage.
I was saying yes.
Go ahead. Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I was saying yes to your 2 cents, not yes to John.
Okay. I think we should go ahead and institute the $16 amount. They offered to do that, and so that is their number. But I also believe that the town should do a very accurate bookkeeping account of those dollars coming in and how those dollars are being spent, so that we can show the residents exactly what the money is doing. And any money that's not being used for the current maintenance could then be rolled over right into any new work that has to be accomplished. Meanwhile, I think Brian should move forward as soon as possible to try to get paperwork into the state and get in line.
Okay.
That's my 2 cents.
Good 2 cents. Anything else from council? If Chad would have a motion to implement the $16 or any amount, or move forward with Stormhaven?
I make a motion that we raise the rates for Stormhaven, the $16 amount, monthly amount, and then move forward on the grants and loans to find out where we really need to move to, but at least this will help.
Will you specify to sewer?
To the Stormhaven sewer.
Thank you.
And then you need to specify an increase, or you just lower
it? An increase, $16 a month.
Okay.
So I believe the motion is to increase their sewer bill to an additional $16, and to also implement and apply for grants or loans that Ryan had described. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, do we have a second?
John?
Yes.
Just a second. John, would you be willing to change your motion to add that the $16 is based upon the input by the residents of Stormhaven?
Yes, we'll add that.
Okay.
That was their amount
and
that they...
I'll make a second.
Okay, so Mary has noted that that addition to the motion, and you're seconding that?
Yes.
Okay. We have a first and a second. Do we have any other discussion? Okay. All in favor?
John?
Aye.
Chip?
Aye.
Eric?
Aye.
Mary?
Aye.
Okay. Motion passes. We're on item number 9, approval of council meeting minutes from June 1st, 2020. The council had a chance to look that over, and Chair will entertain a motion.
So I'll make the motion to approve when somebody else is ready.
We have a motion to approve from Eric.
I'll second it.
And we have a second from John. Any discussion?
I did have one thing that I'd like to point out. Under item number 7, the very next to last paragraph, and it's the last sentence of the next to last paragraph of item number 7. Starts with, the town has accepted ownership in which the town could potentially be responsible for repair or replacement at the town's expense. We haven't accepted anything, and so what we should say, if we're going to include that, is if we do this, or something of that, to that effect. But we haven't accepted anything at this point. Am I correct on that?
We haven't accepted, go back to that. Yeah, no exception of anything yet that I know of.
It says above, though, the hypothetical issue.
Yeah.
It was just an extension of what was being said as the hypothetical issue.
Okay.
But I can reword it, whatever you want to do.
Mr. Taylor?
Please reword it, because it does say the town has accepted.
Yes,
you could say something like the town would accept if we did this, or something like that.
Ryan just used the word yes.
That's the point I'm getting to. I don't want to think we've already done something.
Okay.
And we respectfully have not.
Ryan just indicated to use the word if in his in that place. Yeah. If the town.
If the town. If the town. Accepts.
Okay.
Accepts. James, instead of accepted, accepts. If the town.
Okay.
Does.
With that change? Yeah, we did have
a. With that change, I'd like to make a motion that we approve the minutes for June 1st, 2020, as presented.
Okay. First and a second?
I'll second.
We have a second. Any last discussion?
So you already had a first and a second.
Well, we kind of dipped it started over, so we just.
Well, we made change.
No discussion. All in favor?
John?
Aye.
Chip?
Aye.
Eric?
Aye.
Mary?
Aye.
Okay.
Okay. Meeting minutes approved. On to item number 10, recorder's office warrants approval. Before, I didn't put this in the 2 minutes where there's announcements. I figured that I could just make this little comment. We did have a citizen have some graffiti that went on a sign. They reported that to the town. I know Eric had written a letter to her, as well as I went to the sheriff's office and kind of had a face-to-face with them with regards to showing them the picture that was given to us, and they understand what they saw, and there's no further, they're not going to pursue it any further with regards to investigation. That's what I'm trying to say. So I just wanted to make that comment that did come up, and we as a town addressed those items.
I had another question on the roads being resurfaced and or slurried. Is that we're moving ahead still on those?
Midtown?
Yes, so that's currently out to bid.
Okay.
And so we took basically the map. I've highlighted roads and put together a map of where we wanted to chip seal. I think that's a little in flux depending on how some of these grant applications go. We might move that around, but what we wanted to do, what we picked was like that optimum number of square feet. That's basically one day's production where we get that best price per foot. So I prioritized all the roads from, you know, top to bottom, figured out how many square feet they were, and I started at the top and I went down until we hit that number of square feet. if some of these grants come in and it looks like we may tear out a road in the next couple of years, well, then I change my prioritization, and so we may move some roads around. If those grants are looking very favorable, just because I really hate to chip a road and then tear it up 2 months later.
I agree.
It happens, but let's try to be smarter than that.
That's your question, John?
Yep. Yeah, let's not try to be like Salt Lake.
Okay, so I'll turn the time over to Mary, recorders, for warrants and approval.
So, you guys should have a copy of the budget, year-end budget, for the whole year. So, a couple things to point out. On the building permits, we had a couple of different ones that came in. We'd only revised the budget to 18,000. Based on what we ended up with the end of the year is $30,315.82. So we had a pretty good jump in revenue. There's some other things. Obviously, we knew we were over on the legal. We still were a little bit off. On the water fund, so we had, Chip, you have those numbers though. Do you want to go over those numbers, what we had discussed?
Well,
since you've got them.
Well, that's what we kind of did in the main, back on Daniel Municipal Water. You're talking about the 1049 to get flush?
Right.
Okay.
So did everybody understand how we came up with that number?
Well, we did, but we're moving on.
So we don't need to cover that?
We don't
You're
need
fine
to cover,
with that?
Not in this, no.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So we probably need to do another revision of the current, or the year end. Because we actually, if you look, we had transferred 57,000 was the intended amount to balance the budget. And based on those additional revenues, that should take it down probably, I think, around, I think it was closer to 35.
Okay. As far as the update and
well, I guess the question is that is not all revenue. It's coming in as revenue, but it's going to go out. It's engineering services.
Okay.
So with the exception of the bills that are coming this month, you're right. I mean, some of what we collected will get spent as expenses over the next year. A lot of that's already expended, so hopefully, you're right. A lot of that will come out in next year's budget, or some of that will come out in next year's budget as we do the inspections on the things we've collected fees for. Some of it, I think, is just actually doing well and coming out on top of a couple of these projects. We had a couple of them that I think went relatively smooth, which is a nice change.
Okay. I think I'm for the budget, but it's good. Price warrants now.
So do we need to do anything with this? We're good?
I think just an announcement. Yeah, I don't know. There's nothing else that I know that we need to do.
All right.
No, it was nice to hear we got a little more money than we anticipated.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, warrants.
That other thing all worked out, right? What? 330 worked out.
No, it's actually different. But that's why I was trying to say. Yeah, it's actually 453% instead of 300.
Oh. Okay. Yep.
Okay. All right. Warrants. Comcast, $95.15. DNA Half Dozen Office Rent, $200. Smith & Harvickson General Legal, $23.50. Gibos, $141. Reader, $2,675. Staples, this is for scan discs for our meeting, video recordings, glue, binder, $227.40. Utah Local Government Trust is for our GL and property insurance, $7,014.29. Fabian Vancock for Schultz Federal, $156. Schultz State, $1,357. Wasatch Wave Public Notice, $1,850. Another notice, $1,850. Utah Department of Commerce Quarterly Surcharge, $222.43. TO Engineering Planning, $617.50. Engineering, $1,092.50. Clyde's, $650. Bush, $742.50. Russ Witt, $907.50. Wild, $422.50. Anderson, $175. Another one for Anderson, which was a short pay, $382.50. Larson's, $152.50. Bush, $87.50. Armstrong's, $167.50. Ag, $625. Mike Connor, $70. Public Works payroll, $22.75 for hours for Blue Stakes for a total of $568.75. Blue Stake quarterly charge, $58.16. LGM on this one, they had billed a double charge that I'd caught back in the beginning, and basically they had another $300 that they tried to bill for, and I went back through everything with them, and we did not have a copy of this invoice that we had paid. So this was back for February for 2 days that they had plowed. So that's $200. Then you have council payroll, commission payroll.
I'm gonna take Rollins off of that, okay?
Oh, yes, to note, I guess we're taking John, or Tom Rollins off. Yeah. Daniel Municipal Water, CenturyLink data charge $47.75. Heber Light and Power, $190.56. Chemtech Ford, $40. TO Engineering for Engineering, $895. Sampling, $367.50. So the reason why I don't have anything totaled is I was waiting on additional items, which I did not get, which include the payroll for Gary and Val on Stormhaven and Daniel Municipal. So we only have just Shelley's payroll. Stormhaven Water, Dominion Energy, $908. Heber Light and Power, $213.55. Chemtech Ford, $40. Then we also have a lead and copper at $280. TO Engineering for Engineering, $1,388.75. Sampling, $175, and then again, just payroll for Shelley.
There is a charge on credit card that is not a budget. Right there, in charge on Eric's credit card.
Did I send you a receipt?
No, sir.
Okay.
Ink Farm Com Inc.
Yeah, it's not on here, so.
Okay,
let's do next month.
Well, we don't want to forget it. We've got
it. It's going to come right out of the account, so
okay.
We probably need to get on.
I'll get your
so
receipt.
What was it? 117?
111.71.
Just put it on.
Yeah, because it'll just come right out of the account.
Yeah, sounds good.
What was that one for?
Ink for the printer.
Oh.
Figured it was something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not a new tractor.
From the ink house.
Dang it.
I thought it was his Daniel tattoo.
Yeah.
Okay.
Those are whip marks.
Any other questions or comments with regards to warrants? If not, the chair will entertain a motion to approve.
I make a motion to approve the warrants. 6, 2020.
Are those 25?
We have a motion to approve the warrants.
For the June 2020.
To include the 111.71 credit card charge.
And July 6.
Yeah, July 6. And to include the credit card.
So we have a motion to approve the warrants as presented, and including the presentation of the credit card bill as well.
Those recommend.
Okay. Do you have a second?
That changed with the 3%. And Sherry mentioned that last time.
Those are right.
Okay. We have a first. Looking for a second?
Second.
Okay, we have a second?
Second.
Any last discussion? Not? All in favor?
John?
Aye.
Chip?
Aye.
Eric?
Aye.
Mary?
Aye.
Okay, result of the board's approved. Moving on to item number 11. Do we need to go to a closed session for any of the items?
Yes, yes we will.
Okay.
Just quickly though, before we go, I need to make you aware we've received two applications. One is the Wyant property. Mary, you're familiar with Harry Wyant's project?
Yes.
We have a new owner that's looking to purchase that and complete that build out. So we have a concept approval coming to planning, and it's the same plan as Harry had, minus the houses. And then we also have another one that came in, a subdivision concept that's on Highway 40.
Where at?
At 3300 South, and it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lots.
All the long ones going back?
Yeah. So those two, I just want you aware of those as we're moving the water thing around, back and forth, that those two things are moving forward. I thought you should be aware of those.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Do you entertain a motion to go into closed session and go out of regular session?
We need to state why, please.
Say that?
We need to state why we're going to closed.
And whoever makes a motion to state why we'd be going in motion?
We'd be going in for potential legal.
So?
And definitely for legal strategy on two items, at least.
So, Joe, I'm to the motion, and the motion should include, going into closed session should include legal for the description before we go in.
I'll start with it.
No, we need a motion.
Oh. So moved.
Okay, we have. So we have a first, we have a second.
Second.
Okay, so we have a second. All in favor?
John?
Aye.
Aye.
Chip? Eric?
Aye.
Mary?
Aye.
Okay, we are now out of regular session.
Wait.